This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, June 15th, God's word for you today is How It Works. Our scriptural reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2, and it says, Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. God uses your talent to test your unselfishness. This is a dimension of faithfulness that a lot of people do not pay attention to. God will use the talents and resources He has given you, physical, spiritual, financial, and giftedness, to test how you serve people and how unselfish you are. And this is because we are stewards. The X amount in your bank account and the X amount you have in investment are not your own. You are a steward. We are stewards, and the real owner is God. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 10 says, Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. So, every resource that God has given you, whatever the gift, resource, talent, finances, and giftedness, God is saying, use it to serve other people, and God is checking. That is how to actually win this war against Satan, against the world, and against the flesh. You see that it is counterintuitive to how the world operates. The more selfish you are, the more you put a smile on people's faces, the happier you are. Psychologists have proven this repeatedly. The more peace you have, the less you feel shame and feel condemned. The more liberated you are, the more you give of your time, talent, and treasure, the more you get. And the more victory you have over Satan and have over the world. Can you see how everything is interconnected? Most times we do things and we think it is totally separated from the results we are getting. No, faithful people realize that their talents are not for their benefit. If you're faithful, one of the key things you realize is that God cannot give you these blessings for yourself. By the grace of God, I am gifted to teach, but I know that my teaching gift is not primarily for myself. It is beneficial to me, but it is primarily for you. And when I do not use my gifts, I rob you. If you do not use your gift, you rob me. God says, how you use your gifts and how faithful you are determine your level of victory. That is just how it works. The talent and the resources that we have are for the benefit of other people. Take the prophetic gift, for example. Imagine if a prophetic person decides to stay in his house watching church online instead of going to church because he does not want to mingle with anyone. He is at home worshiping Jesus, feeling goosebumps, all by himself with a cup of coffee. Then he feels the anointing to prophesy. The question is, prophesy to who? Furniture? The gifts we are given are to profit everybody. Let us pray. Father, help me to be a faithful steward of all you have given to me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.